Christmas Eve. There's a buzz in the air. Can you actually hold your hands out for a minute? Can you feel the energy? That tingling in your hands. As the song states, in the air there's a feeling of Christmas, and it permeates everything tonight. Everything. Everything just has that special magic, that glisten, that amazing thing that happens when we hold the candles and sing Silent Night. It's a night when nostalgia runs deep. Christmas is indeed a very, very special time. And during this Christmas season, it's actually very easy to forget what's important. You know, the true meaning of Christmas. It's not found in the wrappings, but in the gift. In the Christmas show, Charlie Brown Christmas, Charlie Brown, you know, picks out the lonely tree with a few branches, and he uses that for the Christmas program. Of course, he messes up again, according to his friends. And when his friends mock him for picking such a terrible tree, it actually bends over and the needles start falling off, which only adds insult to injury and makes him more depressed. And in despair, Charlie Brown cries out, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" And it's then that his friend Linus shares these glorious words. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you this day in the city of David, a Savior is born, which is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and good will toward all.'" That's what Christmas is all about. It's that simple. It's not complicated. When you unwrap everything else, that's what Christmas is. It's about the gift. It's about God with us. God with us. It's about God coming to touch our lives. And Christmas Eve is a time when the membrane between heaven and earth is so thin that you can almost see through it. And tonight is the night that we measure all time against. On this one night, God chose to come to us in human flesh. Heaven came down. And I submit to you that the gospel of Jesus Christ is actually the greatest love story ever written. I wish with all my heart that everyone would read the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I wish with all my heart that everyone would know and experience the love of our Savior. It is life-changing. It is completely transforming. It is a classic love story. Consciously or subconsciously, most people this time of year are truly trying to catch a glimpse of God, don't you think? Christmas is that one time in the year when many make the effort to find real meaning, real joy, real peace. And this is when a lot of people make an effort to look at the heart of God. Tonight, I want to set our plans and our agendas aside for a minute. Stop thinking about the roast, the presents under the tree. Stop thinking if you remembered everyone's gifts. Stop worrying if the dog is eating the gifts while you are here. Let's go to Bethlehem and stand next to Mary. What does she see? Well, she sees what every parent sees. She sees a miracle. She sees life. She sees a tiny, helpless bundle looking back at her and blinking. Yet she sees so much more, and she remembers the promises of God. And as she looks into the face of her newborn son, she is staring into the very heart of God. And then the shepherds arrive, and they tell her what the angel told them. And they crowd around the manger and they gaze into the face of this child. And they also see the heart of God. Everything that the world needs is right there. Right there. The key to understanding God, the key to understanding the meaning of life, is right there in that manger. It's right there, everything. For a moment, I just want you to close your eyes. Take a rest. It's been a long week. Remember that you're standing next to Mary, okay? Put yourself there. And she hands this tiny newborn over to you. And you hold out your arms and you cradle his head. And you too realize. You realize that the face that you're looking into is the incarnation of the living God, the author of the universe. And you may not perceive them, but the air is thick with angels. It is a supernatural place that you are standing. And heaven is trembling with joy. But as you hold this child, you remember the prophecies. You remember why God came down in the form of a human being. You remember that he came so that in his death, he himself would conquer death for us. And you can't help but feel a little sad as you look at the face of this child. knowing all that he'll suffer. And you carefully hand the baby back to Mary. And before you walk away, you take one last look. What you held in your arms was pure love. Pure love, beyond your understanding. The love that goes to great lengths for you. One moment, the King of Heaven, the next, a vulnerable human being born with the most difficult destiny. You can open your eyes. Did you almost forget? There's a hustle and bustle. There were things that you left waiting. Right now, it just doesn't seem important, does it? And this year, like every year, millions and millions of people, both children and adults, will open millions of gifts. Some of these gifts won't fit. Some will be the wrong color. But there is one gift that meets all of our needs. One gift that never breaks, never wears out, never needs batteries, or needs to be plugged into something with a... I'm really showing my age, aren't I? It needs to be USB, that's what I'm looking for. Right? There's probably something else now. There's a gift that fills you with joy and peace and blows your mind. And it's this peace and joy that passes all understanding, and it can never, ever, ever, ever be taken away from you. This child is light in a dark world. And on this night, the divine and the human cross paths. It's when God reached out with very human arms to embrace the world, to embrace you. And he still does that. This is the night where we find the Messiah, fully God and fully human, who takes away the sins of the world. And we find that those gathered in his name, even us here tonight, fall within that embrace of love. For unto us is born this day in the city of David. Unto us is born Christ the Lord. Amen.